Yeshua Belt, he was called the Tfila of Belt.
And in general, by the way, people who had the name Yeshua in Galicia were known as Tfila, not as Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua wasn't called Yeshua either. Pnei Yeshua, who was of Bezdin of Lvov, before he left Lvov and became chief rabbi, among other places, of Metz and of Berlin and of Frankfurt am Main, where he would ultimately die and be buried. Pnei Yeshua was a great Rav of Lvov until 1731, when he left Lvov, and he was known as Rav Tfila.
So too, the successor to the Sar Sholem Rav Belz was Rav Tfila Belzer, born 1825 and died 1894. And under his aegis, this grew into a major, his father's aegis, but under his aegis as well, he appeared basically for a large part of the 19th century. Belz became a world center of Hasidus. I have seen many, many Sforim from other Hasidic lines, other rabbis who made their way here to see Rav Tfila Belzer. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. Anybody who understands who Rav Tzadok HaKohen was used to come to Belz to see Rav Tfila Belzer. So he's buried right here, and it looks like the tombstone's in two parts, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's how it is here. He was succeeded by the third member of the dynasty, and the only other Rebbe of the dynasty, of the Belz dynasty, buried here, and that's Rabbi Yisachar Dov. The Belz, born 1854, died 1927.
And he continued the practices of his father and his grandfather, and we should say, Derech Agav, I didn't mention it, in terms of Rav Tfila Belzer, he was a great political leader. He wasn't only a great Rebbe. He got involved in politics in Poland. He was the founder of Machzike Hadas, which was the forerunner of all the Jewish political, Orthodox Jewish political organizations. In other words, the forerunner, if you like, of Aguda, or Polish Mizrahi, whatever you want, any of the political organizations. He was the one who had the notion that the time has come for orthodoxy to organize politically, to influence government, to make demands of government as they saw fit, and so on. That was called Machzike Hadas. He was very active in Machzike Hadas, and he worked together with Shimon Sofer, who was of Bezdin of Krakow, the son of the Chassam Sofer. And he saw to it that the son of the Samsofer was sent to Siam, the parliament here. All that was the work of Rav Tfila Belzer, and was continued by his son, who was just as much involved in politics as in every generation, how old the Rebbe is, basically involved in politics, but this is succeeded by Rav Yisachar Dov, who was here until his death in 1927. He was a big supporter, Yisachar Dov, of the Beis Yaakov movement. He supported Sarah Schneer. And that support is what helped Beis Yaakov spread all over Poland. You should really be aware of the fact that in Galicia, here in this part of the world, this was the Rebbe that was Kovea. No major issue was decided without the approval of Belzer. I'm not a Belzer chassid, so this is not self-serving in any way. I'm just telling
That's
you the facts.
That's Rabbi Sofer Dov you're referring to?
What?
Rabbi Sofer Dov that you're referring to?
I'm not yet a Belzer chassid. Both Rav Tfila Belzer and his son Rabbi Yisachar Dov both reached that very high authority. And indeed, when it was not easy to found Aguda until you got the support of Belz, and initially it didn't have the support of Belz because Belz was still pushing through the Machzike Hadas, but ultimately the Belzer Rebbes came around and supported Agudas Yisrael also. Because, as they said, one of the rebbes said, I don't remember which one said, it might have been the Yisachar Dov, I'm not sure. One of the rebbes said, now Agudas Yisrael has the platform that we once had in Machzike Hadas. When that happened, they became supporters of Agudas Yisrael as well. Anyway, this was the third rebbe and the last rebbe to die here in Belz. He was succeeded by Reb Aaron of Belz, who was born in 1880 and died in Eretz Yisrael. 1957, and Chof Aleph Vav is the yard site. Chof Aleph Vav is the yard site of Aaron Belz, because he's born, as I say, he's not buried here, he's buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, absolutely. In fact, if you ask me, I may be wrong, but to my eyes,